This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden denounced Russian President Vladimir Putin during a forceful speech in Poland on Saturday as he wrapped up his four-day European trip. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
In some of his strongest words, Biden called out Putin and his war against Ukraine.
For God's sake, this man cannot remain in power.
The White House denies Biden was calling for regime change. The president also said in his address outside the Royal Palace, Ukraine will never be a victory for Russia.
This battle will not be won in days or months either. We need to steel ourselves for the long fight ahead.
And he had this message for Putin.
Don't even think about moving on one single inch of NATO territory.
Because he says the U.S. would be obligated to protect its allies. I'm Julie Walker.
The U.S. State Department said Saturday that the U.S. intends to provide Ukraine with an additional $100 million in civilian security assistance. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said in a statement that the assistance would be to build the capacity of the Ukrainian Ministry of Internal Affairs with a view to aid border security, sustain civil law enforcement functions, and safeguard critical government infrastructure. President Biden spoke via phone with Belarusian opposition leader Svetlana Tsikhanouskaya today aboard Air Force One. He thanked her for attending his speech in Warsaw, according to the White House. A White House statement said the president, quote, underscored the continued support of the United States for the Belarusian people in defending and advancing their human rights.